So the second episode, you want to do flashbacks?
I don't know. That's just an idea that Jason was saying. But we were like, pretty much we were just ripping off the Clerks animation.
Yeah, animated so what? Series. It's homage.
Yeah. There was something else that I forgot. I forgot what we were ripping off. But we're saying, I said something. He's like, yeah, well, the Clerks animated did that. And then he's like, what if we just did the second episode as a flashback to the first episode? It's like that.
Yeah, I do. No, I definitely.
What they did.
Yeah, we should do that.
I'm cool with that. So we're going to do all that shit? Well, I don't even remember what we talked about.
Oh, wait.
Seems
okay,
like
so
long ago.
So wait. So would the flashback be us just cutting to the previous episode, or would you just reenact the episode?
Reenact the episode?
That's what I'm asking. What is the flashback? What is the flashback? Is it just a clip of the
episode? Yeah, just a clip show. That's all flashback shows are.
So all it is just going to be clip shows of the first?
Yeah. Like, someone would have to say a line, you know, like, man, I'm always saving your ass.
Yeah.
You'd be like, man, name one time. And then it would flash back to, like, all the times I'd been saving your ass.
But it's not going to, it's going to be flashback, but it's not going to be actual clips from the first episode.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Because you're gonna flash back to the clip from the first episode.
No, I get that. I'm just saying, like, another way we could go is we can either reenact the clip, you know?
Yeah.
Like, remember the time,
you said
whatever happened on the first episode?
Yeah.
Remember that time you had the trouble with the cops?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just, instead of cutting to the first episode, you reenact it.
That sounds like too much work.
No, it's not too much.
Because that already exists. We could just cut it in. All we need. I mean, because that's all they do in flashback episodes. That's what a flashback episode is.
No, I get that.
What flashback episode do they reenact every scene that they talk about?
Well, there's a flashback. There's a flashback episode of Community.
Oh, where of course.
No, dude.
Of course, Community.
Dude, every flashback they do to a previous episode was stuff that was never aired. Like, they created the clip show, and they put all new footage.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, dude, we could create new content and flashback to that, but then we wouldn't need to flashback to the first episode. If we're mentioning shit that already exists, unless you're talking about changing everything, you're talking about just doing whole new stories.
I'm just saying that you're talking about what's easiest. I'm saying what's easiest. Let's just make episode 2. And then put at the beginning, like, hey, remember that time or something or whatever?
Yeah.
And just flashback
into that. Yeah. We could do that.
That's all it is. It's the intro.
Right.
And we're saying, like, hey, remember the,
shit that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Remember all the shit that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. How about this? What if, what if the flashback is the events that happened, before the show started?
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's what every episode is, though, really.
Right.
I was talking about stuff that already happened. So what if the flashback is a forward, like they did in Lost, on that third or fourth season, where they started flashing forward. So what if we were flashing forward to like a year in the future?
A year.
Yeah.
A whole year.
Yeah, we released that. we're going to release the year-end cap of 2016. We're gonna release it now.
Right. We're gonna beat them.
We're gonna beat everybody by a year. We're gonna release the 2016 year-end episode, best of episode. We're gonna end that. We're gonna air that at the beginning of the year, not at the end.
Right.
That's a good idea. Yeah, dude. Well, everybody's doing the best of 2015. Shit. We're doing best of 2016.
Right.
At the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
First ones.
And then we flash back to like our favorite moments of the show that hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
And then we'll splash those in the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throughout the year. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Yeah. So basically, make a second episode and just put a little thing on the front that just says, hey, this is all a flash forward.
Right.
And then make sure that we take that episode that is the best of, and we sprinkle those clips in throughout the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do that.
We got to review the movies that haven't come out.
Yeah. Okay.
And fucking music that's gonna drop this year.
Any kind of like big national stories.
And predict. Yeah. Can you believe? What's her name? Did the thing.
Yeah, we're going to have some sort of talk about memes, whatever the popular meme is. We got to make sure that meme does get popular.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
We got to make it happen.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We had favorite memes and all that shit.
Yeah. So the 2016 best of.
Episode 2.
Come Gladiator. Last night he had red wings. Eating can be messy. But this you should have seen. Some call him a slob, some call him a hater. It doesn't matter to him, he's Gladiator. I said that she's dripping down his chin. They're making fun of him, but it doesn't matter to him, he's Gladiator.
Hey there, my name's Adam Kay, and I have a little podcast called Podcasta Non Grata, but enough about me. I'm here to tell you that you're listening to I'll Talk. Ah, I get it now. But anyway, you're listening to I'll Talk with Kalo and Bills. I'll Talk. What a clever title.
I've been thinking about Krang.
This is the thing about Krang, though. He had a suit built for him, and the motherfucker's just sitting in the middle of this chubby guy in yellow overalls with a fucking red Speedo on. Like, he's a brain. He's a brain with tentacles.
And a stomach.
No one thought to put him at the head.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, talk to me, I'm down here by the wiener, Shredder, I'm down here by the wiener. Like, I was like, why would he make that? Why would he have that commissioned? Make me a suit, but put me right down there by the wiener. Like, you're a brain, bro. Be a little smarter than that. Be above the shoulders, get motherfucker. Some head. Yeah, get some head. But I thought about it. I rewatched the series, the original cartoon.
From beginning to end?
Just the first, like the first few episodes. I am going to watch the whole thing, but I haven't.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a fucking
crazy
lot.
Amount of episodes.
But Krang had Shredder make the suit for him. Shredder actually made Krang's suit.
Okay.
So I think it might have been a fuck you.
Fuck you, yeah. You want me to make your suit, huh? Yeah, I'll put you right by the wieners.
Where's my suit? You've been working on it for so... He's like, I'm working on your damn suit, man. Just give me time. He's like, I need it. Let me take over. You know? And so he's like, yeah, here's your fucking suit. It's this dumpy garbage man looking motherfucker.
That's not a suit. That's a person.
It's fucking weird, though. And yes, it's like a person, and he's just sitting in the belly.
Yeah.
Weirdest fucking choice ever. But yeah, I think it was a fuck you from Shredder to Krang.
Yeah.
Krang?
Krang. Yeah, Krang. Well, I've been thinking about Krang,
girl.
Oh, I've been thinking about Krang. That was our new segment, thinking about Krang.
What were you saying before?
Okay, we're talking about Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm talking about... Listen. I don't even know. This is my biggest problem with Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Marty's 17 years old. He's hanging out with a fucking disgraced nuclear physicist.
Right.
That's all established. Fine. I'll give him that. This motherfucker's crazy. There's a reason he's a fucking disgraced. You know what I mean? He's not in the loop anymore because he was on some crazy shit. Right?
Yeah.
So he fucking tells Marty, hey, hold this camera, homie. I'm going to show you some real serious shit, he says.
Yeah, that is...
And then he puts the dog in the DeLorean, which I already have a fucking problem with. This is his first time trying the fucking experiment out.
Yeah.
He hasn't already gone to the past and the future and back again. This is his first fucking time doing it, and he puts the dog in, his lifelong friend Einstein.
He could literally just put the watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dog doesn't operate the car.
You see a car disappear and you say, hey, I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
You don't need a fucking living life form in there yet.
What if he did, though? What if he wanted to make sure that a living
thing would... Then he needs to be driving the motherfucker. He's the fucking scientist. But this is my thing. He fucking puts the dog in the car, and then Marty's holding the camera. He and Marty, and he's holding Marty by the shoulder.
Yeah.
Filming the DeLorean head on coming at him. So Doc Brown's saying, if this doesn't work, fuck me and fuck you, kid.
I'm out of here.
Dude, that's the way he is, dude.
That's the way he is. He's going to kill a high school kid and himself.
Seriously.
If his fucking cockamamie, loony-ass idea doesn't work, that he's been fucking thrown out of the university over by this point. He's doing this shit in his garage, dude.
Martin,
with a DeLorean.
He's so red-faced and upset about it.
I know. Dude, he was going to kill Marty if this shit didn't work.
But Marty, he was going to be test too, right? Like all the whole time. Do you think that he told Marty because like, hey, you're next
after Einstein, you're next.
Who
you think? No, yeah, but he doesn't because it works. And then fucking Doc Brown's like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah,
isn't he? I don't know.
No, the Iranians show up. Oh,
and then Marty blows off.
He thinks that Doc Brown gets killed, and so he takes off and he goes back to the past, not the future. He goes back to the past.
And he's trying to get back to the present.
Yeah, and he tries to get back to the present.
Right.
There's no future in the first movie.
Horrible name.
Yeah.
Yes.
But maybe they had the...
But you like Doc Brown for three fucking movies.
Yeah.
He was going to kill a 17-year-old fucking asshole over his own failures. Just because this kid wanted to hang out because he had fucking rocking guitar amps or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Why ever Marty decides. I'm gonna skateboard over to Doc Brown's house.
Play some guitar.
Yeah.
Because it's louder.
Yeah, and why did Doc Brown have fucking loud ass guitars that weren't working that could explode a kid across the room? He already tried to kill him 5 minutes earlier in the movie.
Give me that beat.
That beat.
Give me a little bass. That'll work. That's fine.
Bang you, bang you, bang you, one, two, bang you, bang you, bang you, one, two, bang you hard, bang you long, bang you while I sing this song, bang you, bang you, bang you, one, two, bang you. Poison shit.
To poison shit.
To poison shit.
Learn how to poison shit on today's episode of To Poison Shit.
It's To Poison Shit.
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's the boy. It's the shit.
It's your poison.
It's your poison shit.
What's your poison?
Pick your poison.
Poison.
Poison. What's your poison?
What's your poison? Berries?
Oh, I like the berries.
Oh, what you got? Your boys and some berries down there?
That boy put his boys and some berries.
I got those berries all over the boys.
Your boys and berries.
That boy's embarrassed. Your boys and berry.
To boys and berries. To boys and berries.
To boys and berries.
To boys and berries. My two favorite things.
About to get buried in these boys.
The best thing is my two favorite things. That's a good bit. To boys and berries. My two favorite things.
Sprinkles don't give a fuck about a podcast.
Like, oh, you're starting now?
You know why they call them bulldogs, right?
Because they're bred to bring down bulls.
Yeah.
They grab a hold of the nose and they don't let go.
Yeah. Seriously, dude. You could tell, man. Look at this bitch. She's trying to bring you down, man. Get down to the ground.
When you're trying to watch a movie, sprinkles getting loud. When you're trying to drink a smoothie, sprinkles getting loud. When you're trying to go to sleep, sprinkles getting loud. Yeah, we hear them from the street, cause the sprinkles getting loud. Sprinkles getting loud, all alone in the crowd. Doesn't matter who's around, cause the sprinkles getting loud. Sprinkles getting loud, all alone in the crowd. Doesn't matter who's around, sprinkles getting loud.
Grandma, if you're there. Red, he died. The guy thought it was a bear, so he shot Brad, like a white polar bear, he thought. Yeah, so he shot Brad. Brad's dead. Bye.
Okay, so I got this voicemail.
Dude.
Like, it came through my Google Voice, phone number.
Okay.
Which I actually lost a few months ago because I didn't keep up with it. And the only reason I got it was because to buzz people in to my apartment or whatever. But now the gates don't even fucking close. So whatever.
But so I have this Google Voice number, and I just said, nah, fuck it. I just let it go. But then for some reason, like a couple months after I let it go, I get a voicemail from that, you know, from somebody that called that Google number.
Yeah.
And that's the voicemail I got. But here's the thing, that they have some sort of, you know, reading your voicemail thing where they transcribe it out.
Wow.
So before before I heard the voicemail, I get this little pop-up thing, and it has the transcribed. I say, who's calling me on this number? And then I read it, and I said, they didn't even transcribe it all correctly.
Because the kid's mumbling.
Yeah, because he's, yeah. But one thing that did stand out was, like, he died. I was like, what?
Whoa,
who's calling me?
What happened? Google number.
Yeah. Who's calling me in this Google number? That I don't even know why I got this voicemail, because I let the number go.
Yeah.
I was like, and somebody died? I was like, oh, I started freaking out. I was like, who's calling me? And who's dead?
Yeah.
And then I listened to it, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's fucking weird, dude.
I was like, who's... Like, is he being for real? Is he being sincere?
I don't know. I get the feeling there's a prank.
Prank calling?
Yeah.
But you got the missed... He missed his target and hit you. I don't know.
It's specific than a motherfucker.
It is. Yeah.
He's talking Brad. He's talking to his grandma.
He called his grandma. Yeah.
He's talking about Brad.
Brad's fucking dead.
Brad.
The neighbor thought he was a white polar bear.
What the fuck is Brad?
Where in the world is this?
Yeah.
That they thought it was a white polar bear.
Yeah.
What was Brad?
Yeah.
Brad was a dog? Like a Great Pyrenees?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Or was Brad a person?
Is Brad a person? Or is
he was just eating a seal or something out in the woods? The neighbor shot the motherfucker? I thought he was a polar bear.
I just figured like he was like a big guy and he was wearing like a white jacket or something. Or
Brad's dead.
Yeah, Brad.
Now that you say that, I think a dog is a very good possibility.
Yeah.
It's a big dog, though.
Yeah, a Pyrenees. But
Great Pyrenees,
or a big husky. I mean, you could have, if it's like Alaska or something where fucking...
Yeah,
goddamn polar bears are.
That's what it is.
It's either Alaska or it's the Lost.
But the kid
Island.
Specified that it was a white polar bear.
Yeah, like a white polar bear, you know?
Or was he kind of muddy
like
brown?
It was, you know, as a bear, you know, like a white polar bear, because he didn't want to make him think it was a black bear because the dog's white. I'm not retarded.
It's a white polar bear.
Grandma, I know what the dog. Yeah. I know what Brad looks like. So he doesn't look like a black bear.
Mother questions is, who told the kid, like, you better call your grandma, let her. Somebody got to call grandma, let her know Brad's dead.
All right, well, Rochambeau.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Timmy.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Brad's dead.
Bye.
Bye.
Was somebody like prompting him, you think, to tell him this?
Then? I don't know. Like, why would a kid call his grandma, let her know that the dog got shot?
Hold on, and we're jumping to conclusions with the dog thing, too.
Right. I mean, we don't know that.
It could be a person.
Who names their dog?
It could
Brad.
Be a horse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could be a...
I don't know. Like, what could be mistaken for a white polar bear?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. He's wearing all his white clothes he had.
You could be mistaken for a white polar bear from a distance that you could shoot a polar bear from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
kill
he was close
it. Yeah.
enough to get a kill shot in.
Yeah. On a polar bear. what he thought was a polar bear.
So he was close enough to get a kill shot in and think it was a polar bear.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, does the kid, do you think he lives with his grandma? And, like, he came home from school.
And she was at work or whatever.
Yeah. And he called her. She's, like, on her second shift as a nurse
or
something.
He's not real good with the phone.
Yeah. He doesn't usually get to use it unless it's an emergency.
Like,
so he's like, it's
Brad
an emergency. Yeah. Grandma said, don't call me at the hospital unless Brad dies or you're bleeding.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from you.
Right.
And he got all excited. He's like, oh, shit, the neighbor shot Brad. Finally.
I
get to use the fucking phone.
He wasn't in a hurry to get off there.
Nah, dude. It's just a fucking weird, it's a weird scenario, I think.
Right.
So that's why it feels like a prank.
Yeah, it does. I mean... When I was like 12 or 13, we would call, like, me and my friend Jess one time called I just recorded it and put my phone on mute, but he called I don't know what it was, some kind of business.
Yeah.
It was like Dr. Pepper or somebody like that in their front offices, and was like, told this whole story, like, really convincingly about how his daughter, he was like doing an old lady voice, and his daughter had gone missing, and nobody could find her for like a week. And all they found was this phone number in her desk, and
we're trying to figure it out.
Wow. Yeah. And they got all involved in it. Like, there was no funniness to it. It was just a really serious thing. And they probably still talk about that. Like, I'm sure they do.
and our number was in her fucking desk. Yeah.
Now, I used to do that show when I was a kid, too. I called somebody and I told them, like, my dad hasn't come home for a few days. Wow. And I was like, he said he was going to your house. He gave me your number. And, like, they're like, no, I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'd be laughing and hang up and shit.
So maybe this is that kind of.
Yeah, maybe he's just a sadistic bastard. Yeah. One time I took a random name out of the phone book. I think it was Hollowbach or something like that. And then I called HEB and I was like, yeah, do you guys have any Hollowbach swash? And he was like, let me check real quick. I'm gonna talk to my supervisor. Yeah. And he like calls his supervisor over and he's like, we got the Hollowbach swash. He's like, I think it's out of season right now. And he's like, no, I'm sorry, man. I think it's out of season right now. Yeah. He's like, I think around autumn time. Yeah. He's like, well, what does it look like? And I was like, oh, it has like a, you know, it's got a beautiful, like an orangish color, you know, like I was just like saying all this shit and stuff. And he just went along and fucking, yeah, it was pretty funny. I remember one time I called Blockbuster and I was like, hey, what was the kid's name in A Neverending Story? He was like, the main kid? And I was like, no, the other kid. He was like, he's got the horse and shit. He's like, I don't know, man. Let me find the video. He like went and was like looking at the back of the box and shit. Like, that was before the internet. You know, IMDb wasn't there.
Right.
Who else you going to call? You know what I mean?
Man, that's what a good employee. Like, that's a good Blockbuster employee, man.
Yeah, dude. He like went for it.
We put all those fucking guys out of work, man. They would live for that shit.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah.
They meant it.
And he figured it out. Oh, wow. He remembered it. He was like, I think it was... What was it? I was like, Atreyu. He's like, yeah, Atreyu. And he started like doing the voice and shit. I was like, that's it. Yeah.
There's like a bunch of kids and their moms around him. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's this kid about? Yeah. Blockbuster was awesome,
though. Yeah, I miss Blockbuster, man.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, because like Netflix is fun and shit, but you kind of get lost. You know what I mean? Like, I spend more time looking at movies. For
something like, what am I going to watch? Yeah. There's too much.
I was all
Blockbuster was like, oh, there's 40 boxes of this. It must be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one.
Dude, on Netflix, all I did was make lists. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this later. And never actually watched
it.
You
just add that shit to a list that never fucking happens.
Yep.
But yeah, Blockbuster, it was also cool, though. You could just be like, all right, what am I thinking about? You know, action adventure.
Right.
And then you could just go and just look at the boxes and shit. Like, yeah, that's like Netflix and shit. But it was nice.
Yeah.
You know, you're out. You get a bag of popcorn on the way out.
Yeah. Mom, can we get some?
Yeah.
Let me get a banana hat.
What'd you get? Let me see. What's it rated? Like, fuck you, bitch. You know what it is. She didn't say that shit.
Dude, those lines were horrible, though, on Friday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were, man. But it was still fun. It was still fun to go out, you know, pick it out and shit. Like, have, the little discussion and shit, you know? Like, what do you have? What do you have? You're like, which one do you, do we really want to watch tonight?
Right.
Or shit like that. And then,
based almost entirely on what the cover of the movie looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, and what the back of the box said.
Yeah.
And it was fucking great.
They should have done, in those times, it would have been great if they did a thing where back of movies talked about other movies instead of its own one.
Like, yeah.
Here's my opinion on these
movies. On the other movie,
hey, what does Titanic have to say about,
Meeting Schmidt.
About Schmidt.
I was thinking, get shorty.
I'm the Schmidt. I'm going to meet you.
I'm about to meet you. Uh-oh, watch out. Here comes Schmidt. Schmidt's about to meet you. I'm gonna meet you. Here comes Schmidt. Yeah, people hated Schmidt. What the fuck was I saying? Do you remember, like, after the internet came out and there started being competition, Blockbuster did, like, the hardcore deals?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they were like, no, you can order shit online from us, too, you know?
Yeah. And they would do, like, pay $10 a month and get two video games.
And then if you return it in store, you got a free
in-store
rental.
Yeah, I did those online deals or whatever. They fucking mail you a movie, you turn it in for an in-store rental. Dude, there was a time where I was getting 18 movies a week.
Right.
On a 3-movie plan.
You just timed it out.
Yeah.
Just, like, I'll go in, get my other movie. And you were, like, burning them all and shit, yeah. I remember.
Nice.
That's why they call you Two Bills. Motherfucker ripped every DVD that came out.
I didn't watch them.
No.
But he slang them for Two Bills.
Yeah. And he's still, I'm sure you still got binders full of DVDs.
Yeah, and I've gotten rid of so many of them, too. And I still got some binders of DVDs.
That you'll never watch.
Yeah.
That's
if anyone's
awesome.
Interested, $2.
$2 a DVD. Inflation, man. That was years ago, man. Let's go $3, $4? What do you think?
No, dude. Fucking a quarter, man. Dude, who wants to buy?
You went the other way.
Who wants to buy a DVD?
Yeah, you get a scan disc with like 15
of
the most.
I'll give you the whole binder for $2.
Yeah. You're gonna buy me out. You're the new two Bills.
How the fuck did we get on Blockbuster from Brad's Dead? What the fuck? Where did this go?
So anyway.
Oh yeah, prank phone calls. Yeah. Jesus.
So anyway,
Christ.
The kid might be making a prank phone call.
Yeah.
But he might be legit, man. And grandma might still not know. How long ago was it?
It's been a few months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a weird scenario, though.
Yeah.
And she got home and she was like, "Where's Brad?" And he was like, "Brad's dead.
You didn't get the message?
I sent you the message.
Bye."
What a dick.
The kid's a bastard.
So anyway, Brad's dead. Bye.
That's the other reason it feels like a prank phone call. That kid just sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you unsincere fuck. You didn't give a fuck about Brad.
No. It was like, he probably, what if he killed Brad?
And blamed it on the
and
neighbor.
Blamed it on the thing. You know, he thought it was like a bear.
Like a white polar bear. Right. Yeah. Because of the color of the dog and the color of polar bears.
Yeah.
What a retarded kid.
That kid killed Brad.
He killed Brad. He's a good son. Like fucking Macaulay Culkin and shit.
Yeah.
Trying to fuck over Elijah Wood, killing the fucking dog and blaming it on the neighbor. He's going to strangle his little sister and shit. Seriously, someone needs to fucking put a lookout on this kid, man. You got the fucking recall number?
Yeah, you need to call.
Did you call back
you
and
got
say,
a
"Hey,
number, right?
Dude, no, I lost."
Said Brad, who?
It's on your Google somewhere, right?
Yeah, I guess I could look for my Google.
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
There's a Brad murderer out there.
Brad's in the cloud now.
But how mad was Grandma? Yeah. You know, checked her voicemail and shit. Like you just did not leave me a fucking message.
I just realized something. Grandma didn't.
Oh, she didn't get the voicemail.
I got the voicemail.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Grandma still doesn't know. Yeah.
She just came home and got.
Yeah, she just got surprised.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get the voicemail? No, some asshole got it. Bills, I think. Bills something. That's not you, Grandma? That's not your Google number?
What? When he called that number, what happens when you call that number?
I have no
idea. Does it ring?
I don't know.
Is there like a...
They Googles.
You've reached Google, blah, Google, blah, 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 blah. Leave a message.
I think it just tells you the number.
Google.
Is that how you dial?
Google.
That was a visual joke, folks.
That was pretty nice.
Google.
That's my Google phone.
Is that a ringtone now?
Yeah. You sound like a question.
Jesus Christ. What's happening?
Brad's dead.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Here is the tale. It's spoken word for word. It may be abominable, but yes, it must be heard. Nauseating at first. You can expect the worst. So listen closely as the plot unfolds. I might stretch the truth, maybe a little lie. There was a boy named Brad. He played trumpet and he died. Too young for him to cease. Why we haven't got a clue? It's on the internet. So then it must be true. Remember
Bye.